Last time on The X Factor. The final 12 were chosen. Some hearts were broken.
I'm really sorry, but you're not going to be in my final four.
So this is the end of the road for you.
And some dreams came true.
I'd like to welcome you as the first person onto my team.
You are in my top four.
Throw confetti, woo!
Yay!
And tonight, we will make VH history by inviting you to choose who stays on the show. It's time to face the music!
Hello and welcome to The X Factor. I'm Copper, and tonight I will be guiding you through what is certain to be the most exciting show of the season so far. Because tonight, it's your turn to take control and vote for the singers you want to see in the next round. We've got some amazing performances for you tonight, but before that, let's meet the judges. Say hello to Dylan Collins, Autumn, and Princess Clary. Welcome to the show, guys. Dylan, I hear you're quite the master producer of VH. What are you expecting from the contestants tonight?
I'm expecting my contestants to beat out the other two team coaches' contestants because I am the only one with all four singers that are good.
Princess Clary, as the creator of The X Factor, you must have some pretty high expectations.
Hi, Copper. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, good. Yes, I do. In answer to your question, I do have some very high expectations because this happens to be the best show on VH. You know, it's better than any of those other rubbish shows, like shows that end in it or star. So obviously, I'm expecting that all of our contestants are going to be, you know, the best from any show in on VH and beyond. To be honest, yeah.
Yeah, well, I hope none of them fail you. And Autumn, how are your contestants holding up at this early stage in the show?
I think that my contestants performed really well this week. I think they're kind of going to blow Clary's and Dylan's out of the water, but you know, that's just my opinion, man.
You got it half right. They're gonna blow.
Well, as you can see, there's some pretty fierce rivalry from the judges, but it's gonna be a great night. Now, for those of you who are unfamiliar with the format for tonight, this is how the things go. Each contestant will sing one song, and the lovely judges will speak to them about their performance one at a time. At the end of the show, the voting will open, and you will need to take part in order to save your favorite singer. Those of you who are members at VH can vote via the poll, and each vote cast will count twice. You can also vote via email, and the address will be given out at the end of the show. You can vote for as many contestants as you like. Now that the show is over, let's start the show. Wait. Dylan.
Would you... Yes.
Yes. Anyway.
Copper, what's Dylan with your suit? It looks like Jackson Pollock vomited all over you.
Oh.
Oh, you can't. Yeah. You can't be nasty to Copper. Come on.
I can be nasty to whoever I want to be nasty to.
Oh.
I'll just do that last line again. Now that that's over, let's start the show. Dylan, would you like to introduce the first contestant?
I would like to introduce the first contestant. First up tonight is the adorable spawn of Reed and his wife, Miriam.
This is the first time that I've done something like this.
Miriam comes from a talented bloodline, and I'm expecting her to be amazing. I hope she can get the levels thing working for her, though.
Every round I make through, I'm positively ecstatic.
Miriam has got a very powerful set of lungs on her.
That I hadn't known before.
I really hope she does well because it's not just because of her age, but I don't know, she does have something special about her and it will be really interesting to see what she's got, you know, to offer in this competition.
And I also hope they like how at one point I used a robot voice. I hope they find that funny. Because I did.
Miriam.
Thank you.
You would not believe your eyes if 10 million fireflies lit up the world as I fell asleep. 'Cause they fill the open air, leave teardrops everywhere. You'd think me rude, but I would just stand and stare. I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, 'cause everything is never as it seems. 'Cause I'd get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs as they try to teach me how to dance. A foxtrot above my head, a sock hop beneath my bed, a disco ball is just hanging by a thread. I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, 'cause everything is never as it seems when I fall asleep. Leave my door open just a crack.
Please take me away from here.
Like such an insomniac.
Please take me away from here.
Why do I tire of counting sheep?
Please take me away from here.
When I'm far too tired to fall asleep.
To 10 million fireflies, I'm weird 'cause I hate goodbyes. I got misty eyes, they said farewell.
Said farewell.
But I'll know where several are. My dreams get real bizarre, 'cause I saved a few and I keep them in a jar.
Jar, jar, jar.
I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, 'cause everything is never as it seems.
Believe that planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, because my dreams are bursting at the seams.
That was Miriam with an amazing performance. So, Dylan, what did you think?
Okay, here's the thing. I still want more levels. You're getting there. I need build. However, you're adorable, and the Take Me Away From Here were adorable. Just be careful not to fall into the cute stereotype, because you are cute, but you're also talented, and I want you to be taken seriously because you can win.
And Clary?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good too. I quite liked the bits where you sounded like less strained. So, for example, the ending. I like to hear the kind of softer side of you. But yeah, I thought it was a good performance. I think that this song suited you and your age. I think it suited you really, really well. So it was a good choice as well. Well done.
And how about you, Autumn?
I actually agree with you, Clary. I feel like the last 30 seconds of the song was 10 times better than the rest of the song put together. And I hated the fake little cutesy, supposedly cutesy voice. I did not like that at all.
How could you not like
that? Good choice. Shut up, Dylan. I didn't like it.
Autumn and I have a battle. It's like my kid's better than your kid. And that's why she's saying that.
And just because my kid is better than your kid. That's all.
Your kid is Puff the Magic Dragon.
To me, it kind of sounded like it was one of the fireflies singing, going, please take me away from here. I thought it was cute.
I didn't like it.
It was supposed to be whimsical. It was age appropriate. It was a good song.
All right. Well, without further ado, how about we just move on to the next contestant? Clary, why don't you introduce your, the next contestant?
Well, yes, I will introduce my blah, blah, blah. and yes, my contestant is the most delectable, amazing, and incredibly sexy Pharaoh, otherwise known as Pedro.
Ooh.
Pharaoh is the best male singer in the competition, period.
I think this week I'm trying to show that I can really be versatile with the different songs that I sing. This is obviously a pop song, but I'm doing my own take on it with a little bit of an edge. So I'm hoping that people will realize that there's a lot more to see.
Pedro is one of those people who I'm really excited to hear singing in lots of different genres.
I think most of all I'm always trying to impress Clary because she's my mentor.
It'd be very difficult for Pedro to fail to impress me.
If I move on to the next week, I think people can expect something completely different. It's very rare that I do similar things in a row.
Pharaoh.
There's not a thing that I would change. Cause girl, you're amazing. Just the way you are. Just the way you are.
All right, that was an amazing performance from Pharaoh. So what did you think of that, Princess Clary?
Oh, it was amazing. It was the most... It made my heart melt because he's just amazing, and just the way he is, he's just amazing. I love him, and this was a perfect performance that had the right amount of light and shade, and it was a really good version to do rather than the normal version, just a straight piano version, so it was really simple, and he's just the best. I love
You're
him.
An idiot.
It was perfect.
Well, you seem to have Clary on your side, Pharaoh, but what about Dylan?
Here's the thing. For the first round, you gotta come out swinging. Like, you sounded great on the song, and I do like the alternate versions, but I don't know if this will stand out tonight compared
to everybody
else. Energy-wise, he's Pharaoh. He's a great singer. People will vote for him regardless. I don't think this was a good song to come out of the box with.
That shows what you know then, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Not much.
And Autumn, what did you think?
Well, I... liked it, kind of. For me, it got a little whiny on the choruses, and I liked the dynamics, but with the dynamics, it got whinier, so it's a love-hate.
I feel like if you have a vagina, you will like this, because he is Pharaoh, he has a sexy voice, but just listening objectively, it wasn't that great.
Well, I have a vagina, and I didn't, you know, like it that much.
I don't really want to get into a discussion about vaginas, but it was really, really good. I thought it was amazing, and those two don't know what they're talking about, so just ignore them.
All right, well, without further ado, let's move on to the next contestant. Autumn, would you like to introduce yours?
Yes. Up first for me is the lovely and the talented Sky Huish.
I wasn't supposed to be in this round, because I was, like, kicked out of the X Factor, but we won't talk about that.
Unfortunately, Audrey Golightly and Omi Pride 09 won't be joining us anymore. They dropped. I'm really excited for our new contestants, Rochelle Yuler on my team and Skywish.
Skywish gains a little bit of leeway here because she came in at the last minute and was obviously willing to take part in the show after we had a couple of drops, but she didn't have time to record anything, so we've let her use something that she already had recorded, even though it doesn't actually match the theme, and I think that's a fair reward for somebody for coming in at the last minute.
I'm super noob. I really don't have many songs recorded at all. I have like 3. I make a lot of mistakes, but I don't know the mistakes I'm making yet, and so like when I learn them, it's really exciting for me because I do want to get better.
Skywish.
The name on everybody's lips is gonna be Roxy. I'm gonna be a celebrity, that means somebody everyone knows. They're gonna recognize my eyes, my hair, my teeth, my boobs, my nose. From just some dumb mechanic's wife, I'm gonna be. She started with a
luck to ya.
Roxy, and I'll appear in a lavalier that goes all the way down to my waist.
Here a ring, there a ring, everywhere a ring, a ring.
But always in the best of taste.
Oh, I'm a star, and the audience loves me, and I love them. And they love me for loving them, and I love them for loving me. And we love each other. And that's because none of us got enough love in our childhoods. And that's showbiz. Kid.
She's given up her humdrum life.
I'm gonna be singing!
Roxy. She made a scandal and a star.
And Sophie Tucker will shit, I know, to see her name get filled below. Roxy Hart.
Roxy.
And that was the always talented Skywish. All right. Autumn, what did you think?
I actually really liked this. I really liked your energy on it, and I thought that you really brought it in the beginning. Towards the middle, I thought you started to lose it a little bit, and there were a couple parts that were a little, I guess, yelly, strange-ish sounding, but I really liked your energy on this. I thought it was really sexy.
And Dylan?
For God's sakes, Cobber, put some pants on. Your performance here is what's going to stand out, Skywish. You don't have the strongest voice in the competition. It's not the weakest, but it's not the strongest. This is going to be one that's memorable, though, I think, because of the performance. I like when you talk about your boobs, and I like chicks that did not get enough love in their childhood, and I liked this.
Dylan's desperate.
And Clary, what did you think?
First of all, Copper, I want to say, don't listen to Dylan. He's being nasty to you about your dress sense, but don't listen to him, because he didn't get enough love in his childhood.
There's children contestants. I think he should wear pants. I'm sorry. I'm old-fashioned.
He's not wearing pants because he's wearing trousers. Obviously.
Definitely shorts, but okay.
Anyway. We can get back onto a normal conversation before Dylan, derails the whole show. I thought that this was kind of, like, it had a couple of sort of pitch problems in it, but not really too many. But I really, really liked the whole performance of it. That was what did it for me. I loved your little giggles that you did, and the real sort of pizzazz that you had when you performed it. I thought it was really good. I really enjoyed it. It was really fun to listen to. Yeah, well done.
All right. Well, since all the judges have said their piece, Dylan, would you like to announce your second contestant?
I would love to. Next up is the always sensual, always seductive Mega Dizzy.
I feel that this competition is something that'll ultimately bring us together as a family on V8 on Virtual Hollywood.
Mega Dizzy has a unique voice, and it's about song choice for him. When he's on, he's on.
Personally, I would love it if I won this competition. But at the same time, it's just winning games. I'm loving it. I'm just loving being here with you guys. I'm hoping to make it through next round. I'm hoping to, by passing this, I'll be one more step closer to hopefully establishing myself as a singer or somewhat decent singer, at the very least.
Mega Dizzy.
Oh, she said she wants a Marvin Gaye, some Luther Vandross, a little Anita. We'll definitely set this party up right. Oh, she
said she wants some lady for the world's a new edition. So Lenny Ripperton will definitely set this party alright. I told her to drive over in your new whip. Bring some friends you cool with. I'm gonna bring the cool whip. Then I want you to strip. See you as my new chick. So we get our grind on. She be grabbing, calling me Biggie like Shine Home. Man, I swear she find homes. Why she always lying though? Telling me them diamonds when she know they rhyme. She got a light skinned friend, look like Michael Jackson. Got a dark skinned friend, look like Michael Jackson. I played ready for the world. She was ready for some action. My dog said you ain't no freak, so you got to prove my man wrong. I'ma play this Vandross. You gon' take your pants off. I'ma play this Glass Knight. Me and you gon' skip right.
She wants some Marvin Gaye, some Luther Vandross, a little Anita will definitely set this party up right.
Oh.
She said she wants some Ready for the World's a new edition. So Lenny Ripperton will definitely set this party up right.
Looking at the glitz on my hands and wrists, while I'm laying back and smoking the my cannabis. When they come to rockin' the rhythm like Marvin and Luther, I can tell you ain't no messing with Common and his from Slobby's. And in the seat, just a mind beat, trying to spread the beat, looking properly, feeling energy. And always. Call me and sip some Evelyn champagne. You ain't know this nigga working like the whispers. Hit the stop like, get into some eyes. The rim's still moving while I'm bubbling little spinners while I'm smoking on the beat, dipping through the streets, popping on the beat, and I gotta leave on the duties. And I do it. My earth in the wind, smoke a fire. Let me get your sheets wet, listening to Keep Sweat. Put you in a daze from Ace, feeling our earth temptation. Slow jam, have a deep sex. I'm ready for the world, girl. Come on, come on, me. I'll tell you, love you, better be you listen to me. And every moment you control me, I'm loving the way you be holding me when I'm listening to Jersey. And when I come over and bend your ass, you be bumping to the pen to grass. I'd hit it from the back to the melody to roll it slow. Now I gotta go up in the fast, but I'm gonna finish last. No matter how much of a thug you see, I still spit it like it's R&B. Since in the club with me, it wasn't with the come on, the homie finna be and still be in love with me.
She said she wants some Marvin Gaye, some Luther Vandross, a little Anita. We'll definitely set this party up right.
Oh.
She said she wants some Ready for the World's a new edition. So Lenny Ripperton will definitely set this party up right. Smokey Robinson, Smokey Robinson, Freddie Jackson, Smokey Robinson, Ashton Simpson,
set the party, really set the party off right. I'll green a heart, I'll green a heart, yeah. Woo.
And that was Mega Dizzy with his performance. Well, since it was your contestant, Dylan, why don't you start?
Mega Dizzy, I told you earlier in the week you could submit this and probably be fine because Audrey Golightly was still on the show, but she dropped, so now she's not going to go before you. I'm a little worried this week. I didn't like this earlier in the week. I don't like it now. I wish you had done a different song. I like the rapping. If anything is going to save you, now that Audrey is gone, it's either the rapping or the fact that Claire and Autumn still have really bad singers on their team. But you will not be able to pull this off later in the competition. I'll name names. Don't start with me.
Claire, you clearly have something to say. Why don't you go next?
Well, first of all, I think that this is not really the time or the place to diss other people's singers, especially when yours came out with a performance like that.
Okay.
And first of all, I'd like to say...
Touché.
I disown myself from this performance.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't think, you know, I think that it had some good bits to it. I really liked the high bits at the end. I thought you have quite a nice quality to your voice when you do those high bits, and I don't think I've really heard you do that before. So if you should survive tonight, I really would like to hear you doing some more of that. Yeah, I thought some of the rapping was pretty good too. However, I think you need to work on some of your articulation. I couldn't always tell what you were saying. Words were melding into
Twista.
Other words.
You can't understand Twista either.
Yeah,
and
well,
he's
whatever.
Signed.
Dylan, shut up. This is my turn to speak, okay? So, yeah, but overall, I just think if you're going to do this style of song, there are so many better ones out there. This is not really a very good song, and I think that you might be in danger based on that.
All right, well, Autumn, what's your judgment?
My judgment is that I'm going to go a little sci-fi with this. I think you either sounded like a robot drone or a ghost. It was
FML.
One or the other. It was one or the other. Yeah. What? FML. You like on the ooze, you sounded like a ghost. It's like, ooh, because it didn't really have any clarity. And on the singing, it just kind of sounded like da 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 da. And then on the rapping, it was okay.
Let me tell you something.
I actually liked the rapping.
Swayze played a ghost and he was sexy. Pottery wheel.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was then. That was the 80s. This is the 21st century.
All right. Well, Clary, would you like to introduce your next contestant?
Once I figure out who it is, yes. Yeah, I know. We'll go for a girl. Why not? Next up, we have the immensely beautiful Silver Soulbird.